A University at Albany professor was contacted by four ophthalmology and oncology practices in New York City after the doctors diagnosed 10 cases of vitreoretinal lymphoma, an extremely rare primary central nervous system lymphoma where cancer occurs in the eyes. Dr. Roxana Moslehi, an associate professor in the UAlbany School of Public Health, looked into the cases, and her research determined that there should only be 3 cases of VRL in all of New York State over 4 years, so the cluster found in New York City was very rare. Further study found 6 of the 10 people had lived in the Soviet Union or Eastern Europe in 1986, the year of Chernobyl.
My co-authors on the paper are all clinicians in New York City. They are ophthalmologists and oncologists. They came across these 10 cases in 4 years. Based on their experience, medical experience and medical knowledge, they realized that they are dealing with something unusual. Ophthalmologists can go for 40 years of practicing without ever coming across a single case of vitreoretinal lymphoma. So this doctor suspected that this is unusual, and they contacted me. I am an epidemiologist, more specifically a genetic epidemiologist, dealing with patterns of disease occurrence in populations and the determinants of these patterns of occurrence. So they contacted me to find out whether they were indeed dealing with a very unusual pattern here. So they were wondering if it is known what the incidence rate of this disease is in the general U.S. population, and whether what they're seeing as far as the 10 patients in 4 cases in just their 4 practices in New York City is indeed unusual.
And how was the link to Chernobyl finally made?
Ended up collecting various information from these 10 subjects. We asked them questions about age, about place of residence, current place of residence, previous places of residence. We asked them about their ethnicity. So the idea was to collect information about potential risk factors. Now, risk factors and causative factors for VRL are not known. So this was really casting a wide net to try to gather as much information as possible from these 10 subjects to see if there are any commonalities. In other words, if there are any common exposures among these 10 subjects who could explain the disease occurrence. And one thing that came up from these questions about the potential risk factors was with respect to their place of residence. Decades earlier, in that 6 of the 10 subjects mentioned that they lived in areas that were affected by the Chernobyl nuclear disaster. They, in fact, lived in areas that were in the proximity of the Chernobyl nuclear facility. 4 of them were living in Ukraine at the time of the accident, 1 in Moldova, and 1 in Poland.
And it took 26 years was the median time for a diagnosis to occur from the time of Chernobyl to the time of diagnosis.
We have not definitively linked VRL to radiation exposure. But this is the only common factor that we were able to identify in 6 of the 10 cases. So going based on the fact that there may be a potential link here, the median time from the accident to diagnosis was 26 years.
So now that you have this information and this diagnosis, what do you hope happens with your research?
First of all, this is a very rare condition. Like many rare diseases, it is very difficult to establish the causative factors and the risk factors just because you don't have enough individuals, enough subjects to be able to see patterns. So one thing that we hope will happen is that registries can be set up that accumulate the cases of this rare condition of VRL so that we have a larger number of subjects who can answer these epidemiologic questions, who can answer our questionnaires, on whom we can collect information about environmental exposures, potential environmental exposures, as well as genetic and maybe biologic samples, and be able to determine what causes VRL. Any causative factors may also be involved in the causation of other types of lymphoma. Again, lymphomas as a whole are not very well understood as far as which exposure causes them. We know there are certain risk factors involved, but there is a lot remains to be understood. So setting up registries for VRL will help in having enough subjects to be able to do registry-based research to gain more clues as to the causation and also the biologic mechanisms involved from going from the exposure to the disease development. Another more immediate path that we can take, not much is known about the long-term effects of radiation exposure, in this case from the Chernobyl nuclear disaster, on the inhabitants of the areas that were affected. However, there are health registries that have been set up on emergency workers and mitigation personnel who were involved in the cleanup after the disaster occurred. So one immediate path one could take is to go to these health registries and see if we see the same pattern of increased risk of this particular lymphoma, VRL, as well as other lymphomas among the personnel who were involved in the cleanup, just because that data is more readily accessible.
Dr. Roxana Moss-Slahey is an associate professor in the University at Albany School of Public Health, a genetic epidemiologist and cancer researcher.